Tim Dittman here on Sports Talk, and I am talking with Asia Evans. She is a former sprinter, and she also threw shot put at the University of Illinois and then successfully made the leap into bobsled, won the 2014 bronze medal at the Sochi Games, Sochi Olympics, and she's gearing up for another Olympic run. And she joins me now from, I believe you said, out in California, right?
Yeah, I'm actually in Chula Vista, California, training at the Elite Athlete Training Center out here.
Well, I want to talk to you about your prep for the Olympics, but I first want to go back and ask you, you recently competed up in Calgary in the USA Bobsled National Push Championships. You set a record there, and you also had a top performance. Talk a little bit about that and just kind of what was working well for you there in that event.
Yeah, Tim, I'm feeling so good in this off season, and as I prepare for the Olympic year, we had our annual push championships, which is essentially like the first phase of making the national team in hopes of making the Olympic team. And we had it a little earlier this season than normal. Usually we have that in September. So to have the results that I had in July, and our season just ended in April, literally, I got off the ice in April. So to have that success so early on just means it's going to keep getting better from there. I'm staying healthy. I have a great training regimen, and everything's really coming together for me.
Yeah, and maybe talk a little bit about that. What are you doing right now? What is your training regimen like? And maybe lay out the timeline as we get closer to the national team trials, which I believe are in November. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, so we still have other parts to our, essentially like the tryout for the national team. They'll name the national team in October, and we have our team trials race where we'll actually race on ice at in Lake Placid at the Olympic Training Center out there. We'll race there mid-October, and then after that they'll name the national team and then jump into the season in November. And so I've been training with Jacob Ross, who has been my sports performance trainer for years, even before I started into bobsled and went, and, you know, as I was pursuing it, he was writing my programs and training me with all these amazing football players. And this year I've added a trainer and friend of mine, Les Spellman, to the team as well. And Les and I have history from when I was training at EFT Sports Performance out in Highland Park, where I met Jacob as well. And Les did rugby and kind of specializes in speed and sprints and that type of stuff. So I've been adding that to my program as well as my nutrition and working with Susan from the USOC. So I kind of have a really good team put together this year. And it's better for me because after my success and my experience last Olympic Games, I kind of know what I need and what I want to do in order to try and pursue that goal.
Now, in preparing for this interview and just kind of looking up some articles and seeing what you've been up to lately, I found out that you tore your ACL not too long ago, and I did not know that. I assume you're fully recovered at this point, but talk about that recovery process and kind of how it affected your training.
Yeah, I mean, I went back to track and field after the last Olympic Games, and so I was training out in Arizona, and I really wanted to give myself a run as a track and field athlete with the way I've advanced in the sport of bobsled and just as a woman, as an athlete, and I really wanted to give it a go to see how far I've come as a track and field athlete. And unfortunately, that journey got cut short a little bit when I tore my ACL, and it's so crazy. I tore my ACL, and, I mean, we did Lachman's test and got it analyzed, but we didn't get an MRI right away. And so outside of the swelling and stuff, I was still trying to train on it for, like, 2 months before we realized the severity. I got an MRI, and we saw that it was over 90% torn. So at that point, I had to make a decision to get full ACL reconstructive surgery. They took it from my patella tendon. And I went to Dr. James Andrews out in Pensacola, Florida, who worked on numerous amazing athletes and got them recovered and healed and stuff. And that was back in September or October of 2014. And then I had a follow-up procedure in March of 2015. So since then, I took time off from sports and from competing just from a mental and physical standpoint. I needed to give myself the time to really, really recover. And because that ACL recovery process is not fun, and it can really mess with your head. It even shows you how much you want it or how much you don't want it. And so once I took time off and just allowed the process to take its course, I got in a position both mentally and physically where I felt like I could really come back to the sport of bobsled and give this gold another run in 2018. So I've had great success since my ACL surgery. This past season was my first year back in sports since I tore my ACL. And my driver, Jamie, and I, we won on the Olympic track, and we won the overall World Cup. So I think I'm doing all right.
Sure. Talking with Asia Evans here on Sports Talk, former Illini and a bronze medal winner in the 2014 Sochi Games in bobsled, and she's gearing up for the 2018 Games as well. Another interesting thing that I didn't know is you have a nonprofit foundation that helps kids out in Chicago, AJA Foundation, Aspiring Journeys mm-hmm. Ahead. Tell us a little bit about that and the work you're doing in your hometown.
Yeah, my mom and I developed that, and it's still a work in progress. It's like a little baby for us. I didn't know exactly how much went into developing that, so it's still under construction, but I really wanted to figure out a way to give back to my community as much as possible. I'm a proud product of the city of Chicago, went to the Chicago Public School, and to know how far I've come and to instill those values and visions into kids and just show them that, you know, their journey can take them anywhere in the world or anywhere they want to go is my mission. So that's my little baby. I'm working on it. And, you know, hopefully we'll get some really big things going within the next year or so.
Aja, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about your time here at the U of I, both on the track team and off. Any good memories, any good stories from either competing or just fun memories you have of being on campus or being with your teammates or anything like that?
I mean, I miss those days. Like, I think we kind of take them for granted so much because as a student athlete, you're required, just to stay on top of so much, and so you don't really take in everything at that moment. But just the support I got from everybody, from the alumni system to like the teachers and the people they had in place to really help us excel both on the field and off the field, that was some of the best moments and the stuff I kind of took for granted at the time that I realized helped me so much because it put me in a position to keep excelling far beyond my time at the University of Illinois. So I just wanted to thank everyone and the staff that's kind of been a part of that journey. And as far as memory goes, like, I have some crazy memories with my team and traveling throughout the country and competing. And so just that whole team atmosphere, you don't get as much until I got back into the sport of bobsled. So it's kind of like nostalgic now because I get to share so many experiences with amazing girls like I did at U of I, so I'm kind of living it up again through this whole Olympic experience.